Greetings, everyone out there in Pacifica land. This is the committee to investigate allegations of racism and sexism and other forms of discrimination. This is Tuesday, October 28th, and we are starting this meeting at 8:53 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Mr. Secretary, would you like to do a roll call?
Sure.
That is Yosh. Yes, okay.
A.C. Bird, Evelyn Bethune, Joe Wanzala, Lisa Davis.
Present.
Mary Dennis.
Present.
Mitchell Cohen. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Reya Sayadi. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Wesley Bethune. Yosh Shalmanaka is here, and Madam Chair, we have 5 people present out of 11. We need 6 for quorum, so we need one more to establish quorum.
Exactly, and what we can do in the meantime is we can go into a committee of the whole, and if one of the other people were to join us, then we would have quorum. And just for people listening to the stream, with the going into a committee of the whole allows us to do, as many of you probably already know, is that we can have some discussion about the committee and even some discussions about things on the agenda. However, any kind of formal business cannot be really conducted, or things cannot be approved, or you know, anything passed by the committee until we had a quorum. So that's the way we would like to at least begin this with going into the committee of the whole. That will give us a chance to discuss some of the issues that we need to discuss with this committee and to kind of talk about where we would like to take this. And so we can go over some of the agenda items. I think that's allowable. Okay, do I hear a motion for approval of the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, would somebody like to read what's on the agenda?
Did you want me to read the agenda?
Sure, please do for people out there listening.
Okay.
Thank you.
The first item is a roll call for 5 minutes. The second item is approval of the agenda, 5 minutes. Third item is reading of the minutes or approval of the minutes, 10 minutes. Fourth is code of conduct. Where is the PNB on this process? 10 minutes. Fifth is report from our various committees of inclusion regarding goals and how we can work together. 20 minutes. Six.
Yeah, it should be six.
The sixth item is objectives and responsibilities of this committee, 1 hour, including defining racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination, coordinating investigations of allegations of racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination by members of LSBs and the PNB after procedures for such investigations have been approved. Next, working with the committees of inclusion, receiving periodic reports from each sister station's COI and promoting information sharing, cooperation, and use of best practices by those committees of inclusion, studying and offering recommendations on foundation policies to monitor and eliminate racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination at all levels within the institution. And the seventh item on the agenda is effective and efficient ways to work with the Human Resources Director and the Foundation Council to ensure that we are always in compliance with various legal codes, etc.
Okay. Is everybody okay with this agenda? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Okay, then. Hearing no objections, the agenda has been accepted and approved. Okay, and...
I'm sorry. Lisa, I'm not sure that... can the committee of the whole...
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Agenda? I'm sure.
You're probably correct about that. We won't do that.
We can informally, you know, follow the proposed agenda in the meantime. But
right.
I don't think we might not be able to approve it formally.
Okay, no problem. But if no one has any really objection, like anything they think should be taken, or okay, everybody's relatively cool with it. Okay. Okay. Mr. Yoshi, I'm sorry, Yoshi, do we have any minutes?
I know you and I discussed this maybe a month or so ago, and I said I don't know which ones, and actually I've not been able to find them. So, but I was not here at the last meeting, so if you need minutes from the last meeting, I don't know who was the recording secretary.
Right, and that's understood. I think I was jotting some things down, but okay, that will be something that you can work on. I'll help you work on it in any way that I can, even in terms of some of the things that you don't have.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, did you have a secretary at the last meeting?
It was informally done. I was jotting down notes.
Oh, so you were kind of the informal secretary, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So to speak.
Okay.
Okay, the next thing that is down here is the code of conduct. I know when I last spoke with the person who I believe is the chair of the governance committee, Saar Randhawa, that they had not, and when anything I say here is not, you know, saying anything negative against anyone or anyone in the committees or anything like that, because I know that people have a lot of work to do. But I know that that has not yet been.
Mary coming
been,
back.
Oh, hi, Mary, coming back.
This is me. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button, so I'm back.
No problem. Right. So the last update that I have is that the code of conduct is still being worked on. Is there anybody from any of the directors who have anything to say about what's going on with the code of conduct?
Well, I'll chime in, and I'll say that I haven't heard anything. Maybe Nia has some other information.
I'm on the committee, and nothing's changed since I reported that. Actually, I suggested to meet today because governance should have met on the 16th, and again, we didn't have quorum.
Okay.
So, as it stands, nothing nothing's changed since the last meeting. So, hopefully, next year will be a better year.
Right, and I know that there was some language that last year. This committee worked on and submitted it to the governance committee to include in the proposed code of conduct. So, okay.
Yeah, that on the 16th, that was 16th of this month, October?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Okay, we're going to go on now to item number 5, if no one else has anything to add. And also just within the code of conduct, there are some things, and we'll be talking about this, and everybody, I would really like to have a discussion, you know. But, you know, there are some things that definitely will be overlapping that are on this agenda. But just also in terms of the procedures for, you know, conducting an investigation if we ever needed to, and I should say, I guess it would not just be procedures that this committee would have to follow, but procedures I think that need to guide the organization and the board in terms of if various things arise, if certain complaints, if somebody thinks that something should not be going on or whatever like that, how would that be handled? And I believe also that the governance committee is also working on that as well, so you know, that's kind of sort of direct, kind of related to the code of conduct. Okay, now moving along in terms of, I have this worded down here as a report from the various COI regarding gold, but I just really meant it as a report from the various, you know, representatives that are on this committee from their stations about the committees of inclusion. And even more so, this is really to talk about how this committee, because our goals, our purview has been broadened, because of a motion that was adopted earlier in the year to broaden the scope of this committee. And one of the things in that motion that was passed was that we should work with the committees of inclusion and in terms of what we can do to help or how our work can overlap. And that's one of the things that I think that that would be good if we could begin to kind of do that or to talk about various ways in which we think we can and how we can, you know, work with each other. So would anybody like to begin with the discussion of this? Any comments? Or does anybody have anything to report on in terms of their stations and the committees of inclusion? And
Well, this is Mary. I was hoping to hear somebody with a report on it, because one of the questions I had is if the other stations had active COIs. I know at KPFT we have such a hard time keeping that group going. And a lot of it comes down to just the fact of there's only a certain number of people that are involved in everything.
Exactly.
And that seems to be the organization, the committee that suffers, because everybody does get so involved in everything. So we've never, for a few years it was fairly active, but in the last couple of years we've just never been able to get a group together to have meetings. So I definitely think that this group may be able to help move mm-hmm. things along on a Pacifica-wide basis, just to maybe put some resources out there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Yosh, and I would have to concur basically with what Mary said about KPFT, that pretty much the same thing goes for KPFK. And I don't believe that that committee has ever met this year. I know it met one and only one time last year, and actually we had a pretty good initial meeting, and then we were supposed to have a follow-up meeting, which was, and it was in fact scheduled. And I in fact went to the station for that meeting in the middle of the day, and when I arrived, I was told, oh, what are you doing here? I was told, or, you know, staff was told that the meeting was canceled. And anyway, that was the last time the committee attempted to meet. We attempted to meet 1.5 months, and that was about the extent of KPFK and Committee of Inclusion.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone else have anything to add? Well, I will say with WBAI, and I don't think the committee has been active this year, but I know in years prior that it did, I mean, it has met. They were able to, you know, put an application together and get an application process going. And, you know, and they were able to, you know, put that out there and to have people join. I know, and I don't want to say anything in error, but they have also, I know that they began a process. I believe that they sent questionnaires to the program director asking about, you know, I guess various demographics or certain information with programming. You know, and you know, represent trying to get a feel of, you know, the kind of representation with programming and things of that nature. And I believe that because Ray LaForce was the director on the board at the time, and with the WBAI, and I believe that he also said that they had begun or were going to be trying to do some broader research pertaining to the demographics of the listening area. But again, I think that it's not incorrect to say that for various reasons throughout the network that this committee has met with obstacles. And I just think at some time, and I said this when I was a director on the national board, that sometimes we need to really be able to talk about and to look at the obstacles that some committees, and it's probably not just the Committee of Inclusion, but maybe various other ones, for whatever reason, are having. And, you know, it's one thing to say, well, we're going to pass a motion and do this and this and that, and that's all very well and good, but sometimes it's also very important, I feel, to be able to have a critical analysis, you know, about, okay, well, what are some of the issues that people are encountering, especially if something seems to be not just the norm for one signal area. So this would certainly be one of the areas, and in terms of our committee and or the committee, I should say, and, you know, trying to come up with ideas in terms of how we think we could work together and, you know, to help, you know, to, you know, to help us be able to surpass or to move through some of the obstacles that we seem to be facing. So,
I was just going to say, yeah, and I think what you're saying is correct in that you mentioned something about putting together the information from the different signal areas, and that was one thing at KPFT that was done a few years ago when Ngozi Kamau was involved with the station. She did an excellent research on the Houston and surrounding areas and put it together. And we have that document still. It's just been a matter of the time to get back to it. But I think by looking into the numbers, a lot of what I think COI is to represent is to make sure that we are representing the community, that everyone that should be included is included in the station.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's... that's kind of a matter of being able to put facts and figures together and not just the thing like a lot of the committees of let's sit down and let's work on one aspect of this and then move on to the next. It's kind of an ongoing study.
Exactly. Well, I'm just looking. I'm in the bylaws, and the scope of the committee seems to be relatively broad. You know, just a few things I'll just read. They will... You know, also the committees of inclusion will monitor both station programming and staffing in consultation with the LSBs. They will also monitor the diversity of election candidates and work with the LSBs' appropriate committees to improve the diversity of election candidates. And these committees of inclusion shall monitor diversity participation in consultation with the general manager, local committees, the board, you know, the status of which will be published and maintained, et cetera, et cetera. So I just read a couple of sentences from the section under the committees of inclusion. So, you know, that even from what I was just reading right there, that's kind of, you know, that's kind of a lot, and I think sometimes, you know, the mechanism maybe for how do you do those things, I don't want to speak for anybody else, but maybe there's issues with the how. You know, it's one thing to say, yes, we will do this, but if you don't have a watertight mechanism. Oh, hi, Joe. How are you? Great that you're on the call. We don't have quorum, so we could literally formally approve the agenda if we so desire. But we are talking about the committees of inclusion, Joe, just for your information, and we're talking about it from an approach of how we can work together, what can this committee do, and, you know, just being analytical and looking at some things that are working and might not be working for whatever reason. And I was just reading a little bit about the some of the responsibilities of the committees of inclusion. And, you know, these are very lofty goals, and, you know, to monitor diversity in this area, that area, you know, various areas and stuff like that. And I was just saying that sometimes we can say that one should do this, but do we, if we don't have strong mechanisms in place, like to say, well, this is how this should be done. So we're just, you know, kind of, you know, talking about that and strategizing or coming up with ideas in terms of how this committee can help to support the committees of inclusion.
Madam Chair,
yes,
that we go ahead and discuss and approve the whatever is left on the agenda.
Okay. Well, we read through the agenda, right? So.
Well, yes, we read it, but it's not been approved.
Right. So, okay. So you're putting forward a motion to approve the agenda now. Is that it?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do I hear any objections to approving the agenda? Hearing no objections to approving the agenda is now formally approved. Okay, so, right, so going back to discussions in terms of how this committee can support or maybe make recommendations to the national board in terms of how we can support the committees of inclusion, since we definitely will have some overlap, you know, with our various committees.
Well, I missed this part. You talked about the current status. Did you talk about the current status of the COI?
We were talking about it, so if you want to add something, please feel free to do that.
Oh, no. Well, I just missed the discussion, so I don't know. You know, what's already been covered. I mean, because now you're saying you want to make recommendations from the PNB.
No, but I just, although I'm saying that, but please, I want this to be a discussion, so please feel free to add whatever you would like to add.
Yeah, well, I have mainly questions. I mean, I'm just not sure what the status of what is it this, the case that the COI's Committee of Inclusion at various stations have been dormant, or that they need more support for what they're doing?
Well, would anybody would like to add to that before I say anything?
Well, this is Mary. I just think, yeah, as we were talking earlier, that was one of the things we talked at first was maybe not necessarily dormant, but a lack of involvement in COI by many of the stations seems to be one of the problems that we've had, especially due to just kind of overload on all of the committees and LSBs and PNB and only a certain number of people to try to take care of everything. The COI seems to me to be one of the areas that gets pushed aside and is left to sit while other things move forward.
All right, and I just want to say, like, the purpose for this call for us would be discussions in terms of how we can support. But I do think, in general, and I've said this before, and not to sound like a broken record, but that there needs to be discussions in general or some analysis by the national board in terms of, okay, let's look at some of the things that have been able to move forward with a little bit of ease, which we know is a joke because that doesn't happen. Nothing happens like that at Pacifica. But I think it's worthy to be able to look at some point and say, okay, let's look at and see some of the things that seem to move well and some of the areas where there might seem to be some obstacles going. And I think that this might be one of the areas. And so, you know, I had said earlier, but, you know, we can discuss this, that maybe we could come up with some recommendations and not, at least if not on this call, I think we should be looking at some goals for how we would like to see this committee, because we know we're coming toward the end of the year, and some of the things that maybe we would like to say, okay, this is what we would like to be able to put forward to the PND. And so maybe one of the things is to come up with some recommendations in terms of how we could work together with the committees of inclusion, you know, because this is a very important area. Everything that Pacifica does is very important, but certainly the issue of inclusion and the issue of representation of disenfranchised communities, that's one of the fundamental issues in the Pacifica mission, you know, one of the fundamental things. So maybe we could begin to do that, to make some suggestions, or, you know, in terms of how we can, you know, support the committee. And in all fairness, this is... Okay, no problem. I'll just say one other thing. In all fairness, with WBAI, for those who may or may not know, we had a bit of an unusual circumstance in that our elections lasted longer than most of the other stations, so that it was about April or May when we began to kind of settle in and to, you know, pick people to be on the various committees when we had a, when the results of our elections determined the results of the new board, the new LSB. So ours, that happened for us later than the rest of the other signal areas. Okay, Joe, you said you want to be on the stack?
Yeah. Well, one idea perhaps would be to have the PNB require some kind of report from the committees of each station. And to the extent that I'm not sure what the committee offhand, what the committee of inclusion's sort of what their portfolio is, in other words, what they're supposed to set out to do, but to the extent that it includes some kind of you know, showing of improvement in certain areas in terms of demographic and representation and so on and so forth, if there's some kind of report, you know, from that committee, and that would involve input from the LSB and management. In other words, if there was some kind of deliverable that was expected to be, you know, presented to the PNB to be measured against some, you know, say, you might have met this goal, or this is what we can do to improve, you know, it seems maybe that, you know, could give people, could give the committee's purpose, you know, could maybe part of, and this is not particular to the committee of inclusion, just in general, committees have more sense of purpose of what they're trying to achieve. I mean, for some, it's more obvious, like the audit committee and finance committee, so on and so forth, it's clear what they're supposed to achieve. But if committees have no clear purpose, then it's, you know, people may not want to join because it's not clear what it's supposed to do, to the extent that or the PNB may not be saying, so what's the status? Maybe the PNB should be checking in periodically. And with each meeting, there's some kind of report from the LSB chair or from, you know, management as to what the status of things are.
I don't know if I'm the only one who had this difficulty, but it seemed, Joe, like some of your words were fading in and out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm on a headset. The basic idea was that if some kind of report was required from the chair of the LSB at each PNB meeting, some kind of progress report, you know, or, do you see what I'm saying? So that one thing to guard against, and this doesn't go to substance, but this just goes to just ways for the committees to get sort of, you know, to mobilize the committee. In other words, if they have something to do, they might get something done. But if it's not clear what their purpose is, the current situation may remain. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I hear what you're saying. And just so you know, Joe, because when this committee, there was a motion that was passed earlier in the year that broadened the scope of this committee. And one of the things in the part of the motion was to work with the committees of inclusion and to receive periodic reports from each sister station, you know, from the Committee of Inclusion. So your suggestion right there that has been incorporated into the motion that was passed, I think, in April or March, or, and whenever we met in Houston earlier this year.
Well, good. Yeah, and thanks for reminding me that. I'd forgotten. In which case, does it then, on that point, does the onus fall on the PMD to say, you know, what's, to issue a request for that report, some kind of motion from the PMD saying what, you know, what's the status of things? And if there's been no action, make a recommendation, you know, specific to the LSBs when they're forming the committees, to be sure to be comprehensive about the approach to form these committees and getting the work done. I mean, certainly at KBFA, we're remiss, and part of it is it needs to be brought more front and center because it was one of the important aspects of the outcome after the bylaws were finalized and so on and so forth. It was sort of, but yes, you're fundamentally correct that the issue has been sort of given short shrift overall. So,
Right. Is anyone else on the staff or would like to be on the, did somebody say something? It must be the echo I hear from my phone. I think one of the things, also with the committees of inclusion, I think they're all probably set up the same way without the stations because they have to submit applications, or people have to submit applications to join the committee. So if I'm not mistaken, I think every year, because I know 1 year I was on the committee of inclusion, and then when I went to the national board, you couldn't have two directors sitting on the committees of inclusion, I believe, so I wasn't able to do it. I was only on it for a very short time. But from what I recall, we had to go through an application process every year, and I think that takes a little bit of time as well. And so maybe that is something to look. I'm not saying it should be changed, but maybe that is something also to be looked at. If every year you have to go through this application process and getting and things of that nature, you know, and you know, it's like we're constantly, you know, we know, it's like you're constantly having new boards and new committees each year, and that's not a bad thing. But that is just one of the things that maybe that we have to work with, you know.
Absolutely. I think this is Joe.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, sorry. And I agree. I think that because I think these kind of projects require, there to be continuity, but it's obviously a lot of work. Currently, the COI, and I should know this, but I don't know offhand, I guess all the committees, the other thing is, in terms of resources, sometimes if the LSB members are either overextended or have different priorities, what about involving community members who would like to do the work? Because that's one of the things we have where, you know, we're sort of limited by what the LSB can or cannot do. And I don't know whether, in other words, even if a committee was formed, could that committee draw upon community resources to help get this work done, either officially, you know? Because a lot of the time it's just a matter of getting bodies to do the work. People may be happy to convene the meeting, but they may not have the time to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people around who can do that, who would be willing to do that work, give them a sense of what needs to be done. So perhaps, I guess what I'm suggesting, if it's possible or not, it's a way to sort of, open up participation. While not undermining accountability, obviously.
I'm sorry, you said open up to, could you just repeat the last part of what you said?
Opening up the committees to participation from community members who may not be on the LSB. either that or, I guess, you know, I guess it's a matter of resources. And again, it may not be unique to the COI, but a lot of committees lie dormant simply because public, either people aren't interested or don't have the time, you know, or they may, you know, they may be interested but don't have the time or have the time and not interested. I'm just wondering where else you can, you know, how, what are the things we can, places we can turn to, because we're so limited by the resources that are at our disposal. But maybe that's a different kind of discussion. But certainly, I think, I don't know, I think if they could, the P&B maybe could require that the, and I'm just thinking as I speak here, require that the LSBs hold a special meeting for this purpose. I mean, in other words, for the P&B to make it a priority and say, look, you know, you have to form hold a special meeting to discuss why we need to do this. You know, because in early part of the year, it's a rush to, for people to get on the committee that people are interested in or not. And but it's not, you know, things aren't done in a sort of systematic way. And the COI just sort of falls by the wayside. You know, if the P&B already has supposedly a mechanism to push to make sure some, you know, there's a report and that's not happening, we have to look for a way for the P&B to you know, up the ante to ensure that this happens.
Right. If I don't hear from anybody else, I'll put myself back on the stack. I think, and I hear everything that you're saying, and you hit upon something that, if I'm understanding you correctly, might be something that is also worth pursuing. Not that I'm saying what you said was not worth pursuing, because you mentioned about resources, and you were saying that the COI should be open to community members, which I believe, and I believe that theoretically it is, but I thought I was hearing you to also say something a little bit more like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but to be open to maybe looking into other community resources that are out there that could perhaps aid in the work that they're doing?
That wasn't exactly what I was saying, but it's an extension of what I'm saying. It makes sense to me that we would do that.
Right.
It seems like a good idea to me.
Right.
You know?
Because one of the things that I think, and, you know, I mean, we're kind of limited because we're having this conversation, and to my knowledge, we don't have people who are on the Committee of Inclusion participating in this conversation. So, you know, maybe there even needs to be a broader thing that we can have a conversation with some of the people from the COI or the chairs of the COI at some point as well. But it seems to me that even when I look at some of the requirements and even with some of the other committees, but I think even more so with this one because, Joe, you did hit upon something that some of the other committees, they are more clearly defined. You know, you have a lot of examples that you can look to in terms of, okay, well, yeah, well, somewhat with programming or like with the you know, the technology committee, a little bit. You know, you might have a little bit more, you know, well-formulated examples or successful examples that people can look to in other areas, in other arenas, you know. But when it comes to issues of diversity, and I even think that this committee kind of encounters this somewhat too, when it comes to dealing with issues of diversity and ensuring that there's inclusion and ensuring, you know, and dealing with issues of racism and how to try to help Pacifica to really live up to its mission. Those are some things are a little harder to define or I find myself, you know, just from my personal experience, a lack of examples that I can look to say, okay, who was the one? How did they handle this issue on racism? You know, how did they deal with this? I think that, you know, that could be part of it, you know. And then the issue is so broad, and it's also one of the issues that, you know, tends to spark quite a bit of passion. You know, you can't talk about these things, at least I can't, with a bit of indifference or a bit of, you know, being a little bit removed. So I think one of the things that needs to happen somewhat, and I don't even necessarily know how to make it happen. I don't have any clear answers for this, but to maybe devise some mechanisms that are a little bit better defined so that when we do say, okay, you want to make sure that there's a diversity with the elections, okay, well, what's the mechanism for doing that? What's the procedure, you know, what's the mechanism that you can utilize to make sure that you do have diversity in the elections or something like that? And I'm just reading from something that was in the bylaws. Yeah, so, and when you say monitor both station programming and staffing in consultation with the LSBs, I guess there's some way to do it. So, you know, I don't want to make it sound like there's absolutely no way whatsoever. But to me, it just seems like that could be one of the issues, you know. And so I think that, and I'm not at all discouraging having a conversation because I really did want to have this conversation when I was on the PNB. But I think any conversation of this has to be, I think, more than about, okay, here are the things we want you to do, because, you know, we have to look at, and this is, can be applied to the other committees as well, the how, you know, to really reexamine and maybe sometimes even redefine, you know. And then from an analytical approach, not from an approach of speaking negatively about somebody's work, but what needs to happen more? How can we, what are some things that we can put in place to maybe make some, you know, make it happen a little bit more? And especially with this committee, how can we work with the committees of inclusion as well to, since there'll be some overlap, you know? One of the things I just wanted to move to, because I'm not moving away from this, but to include this in this discussion, because one of the things that this committee is supposed to be doing is to study and offer recommendations on foundation policies to monitor and eliminate racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination. I'm like, oh, yeah. I mean, I want to do that, but that's one of those examples of, well, Where are some really strong examples in this society where we can look to where they were successful in doing that, you know? But doesn't mean that we have to work at it, definitely. But so maybe our approach to some of the studies and recommendations that we could make could be include, you know, or could help perhaps with the work of the committees of inclusion. And I just wanted to add on top of that I would like to see, and please, everybody else, please feel free to let me know what you would like to see in terms of this committee before the year's end, or what you can say that you hope that we will have accomplished by year's end. But one of the things that I would like to see happen, and it seems like it's something that could be doable for us to maybe put together some recommendations or a little bit of some of the research that some of us may have done, and could kind of present that by year's end to the national board. And even if it's something in draft form, you know, that's okay. Because I know some of the other things that that this committee has been charged with doing, you know, we still are waiting for certain things within the governance committee, like in terms of procedures and things like that for complaints or how do you handle them. You know, that needs to be a broader conversation with the board period. And I know the governance committee is working on that and also working on the code of conduct, which we did propose language for that. So that's one of the things that that I would like to see this committee, that one of the directions that I would like to see this committee go in. Any thoughts?
Lisa, this is Nia.
Hi, Nia.
I had to step away for a few minutes. And if, but I heard we were having some challenges in terms of the COI.
Mm-hmm.
Although the year is almost over,
mm-hmm.
maybe you put out, maybe send the chairs an email. Maybe we could have a joint meeting between us and the Committee of Inclusion, or did somebody say that?
No, but I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, maybe our next one. Then if we have, then that might kind of give them a little push.
Right.
To do something so that they understand how important it is.
Right. Do people now? When you say to the chairs, you mean the chairs of the COI?
Yeah. Well.
Are the chairs of the?
Each station has a director, correct?
Yes.
So maybe those directors, maybe between, I think Yosha and I right now are the only directors, and Joe on the call, maybe we could find a list of who those people are,
mm-hmm.
and give it to you so that you can reach out to them, or even, you know, and ask them some of the next meeting. We would greatly appreciate their participation.
Oh, definitely. Now, let me just ask another question, because this is October, so two more months, really. Do you all want to